and to be conscious that to the huge elemental forces all London was no more than the molehills that dot the fields. I walked to the window and looked out on the deserted street. The occasional lamps gleamed on the expanse of muddy road and shining pavement. A single cab was splashing its way from the Oxford Street end. "Well, Watson, it's as well we have not to turn out tonight," said Holmes, laying aside his lens and rolling up the palimpsest. "I've done enough for one sitting. It is trying work for the eyes. So far as I can make it out, it is nothing more exciting than an abbey's accounts dating from the second half of the 15th century. Hallo, hallo, hallo! What's this?" Amid the droning of the wind, there had come the stamping of a horse's hooves, and the long grind of a wheel as it rasped against the curb. The cab, which I had seen, had pulled up at our door. "What can he want?" I ejaculated as a man stepped out of it. "Want? He wants us, and we, my poor Watson, want overcoats and cravats and galoshes, and every aid the man ever invented to fight the weather. Wait a bit, though. There's the cab off again. There's hope yet. He'd have kept it if he had wanted us to come. Run down, my dear fellow, and open the door, for all virtuous folk have been long in bed." When the light of the hall lamp fell upon our midnight visitor, I had no difficulty in